This is MSO, NewsSports.com. We are joined by Lynn Classical head football coach Tim Phelps. And Tim, you're in the last day of the first week of practice. And tell me what you've been able to accomplish so far.
So first day of pads was yesterday, so we got some soul football players out there, but we're going to fight through it today and hopefully get some good work in today, kind of hopefully tighten things up. It's been a little sloppy, which is, I think is almost expected at this point, but we're really going to have to turn it up and get clean everything up and get ready for a scrimmage tomorrow.
Where's your scrimmage on Saturday?
Scrimmage is at Manning Bowl in Lynn. Against Winchester.
What time?
It's at 1.
Okay. Now, tell me about the players you lost, first of all. I mean, who are some of the players that, you know, the graduating seniors from last year?
Yeah, we had, if you go back, Devin Creighton was a three-year all-conference player for us. Trey Burris was a two-year all-conference player for us. Dean Lyman there. Trey was an offensive lineman. And Devin was a running back. We lost Micah Dublin. I don't want to leave too many guys out. Johnson Ballou. Some linemen here and there. So we lost a good amount of linemen. We also lost some skills, especially in the secondary, so we're light there, at least experience-wise. So we're going to have to fill in some gaps.
What about the players you're going to be counting on for this year's team? I know that not all positions are clearly set after one week of practice, but you know there are going to be some people you're counting on for this year.
Yeah, I think we definitely have talent. It's a matter of putting things together, cleaning things up. We can't play sloppy football. We played sloppy football last year at times. We can't do that. We have to tighten things up there. But if I had to mention some guys, it probably starts, like, you know, almost probably all teams. It starts with captains. We got a kid, Renzo Papatero, who's getting some Division I looks. We've got Chandler Laguerre, who's a linebacker for us. He's a three-year starter. And then Danny Maria, who's also a linebacker and fullback for us. So, I mean, we're going to start there, and hopefully we can build around. We've got a returning quarterback, Matt Loria, and if we can get some skill guys around him and kind of get an offensive line piece together, I think we can do all right.
How about coaches for this year? Any new coaches or coaching? Maybe just go over the coaching staff for us.
Yeah, we have a couple new guys. We have Rob Sarois, who's been at Ipswich, also at Lynn English. He came over to Classical this year. We have Andrew White, who's a former player, who's coming. Those are the two new guys. Other than that, it's a lot of the same faces. If you're familiar with the program, Mike Phelps is defensive coordinator. Ryan Hathaway does D-line. We've got James Bransfield on the offensive line. Alberto Rodriguez, Jason Jimenez, Paul Gonzalez. I hope I'm not missing anyone. I'm sure I am. But, you know, a lot of the same faces for us, which is nice. A lot of consistency there.
All right. Coach, anything I did not ask you about Classical football that we should know heading in this? Any secret stories that you want to release right now?
I don't know if there's any secret stories. No, we hope to be play fast. I think we have some speed. We're gonna look to develop some young players, and hopefully we can get some young guys who can play on the varsity level. And, you know, it should be an exciting – it's always exciting now, and hopefully we can keep that excitement going throughout the year.
All right. Tim Phelps, thanks for joining us.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Lynn Classical head football coach Tim Phelps on morestuffonline.com.